For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Raves. Last night was the first Craighead County Quorum Court meeting without a longtime justice of the peace. Jim Bryant passed away recently after an illness. He represented District 3. Bryant served on the Quorum Court for 27 years. Craighead County Judge Ed Hill says it was hard being at last night's meeting without Bryant. Hill told what he remembered most about how Bryant served on the Craighead County Quorum Court.
One thing that Jim, you can bank on Jim being for the employees. He was an employee advocate all the way from day one. He wanted to take care of the employees, get them what they could and benefits, salary and all that. And he just, the employees are really going to miss Jim because he always went to fight for them. Even in lean times, hard times, Jim's always there. Jim's the kind of guy, he'd tell you what was on his mind. He wouldn't go a long way if he didn't believe it, but in the end, he'd work with whoever it took to work with to get the county moving forward.
The Public Service Committee of the Quorum Court will send to the full court a resolution at the next meeting in 2 weeks, declaring a vacancy in District 3. Once the Quorum Court approves that resolution, it will go to the governor's office. Governor Hutchinson will then appoint someone to fill out the remainder of the term. Assistant to the Craighead County Judge Tony Thomas said citizens who are interested in being considered by the governor can fill out an online form on a website that's dedicated to vacancies on boards and committees.
You're able to, in your individual capacity, not as a board, not as a quorum court, but you're able in your individual capacity to send letters of support for any candidate that you may be interested in, but as a quorum court. There's no further action after the resolution.
Thomas says there is not a time limit as to when an appointment could be made by the governor. Whoever is appointed will fill out the remainder of the term through December 31st, 2018. That person is not allowed to run for the seat immediately after fulfilling the term. In other news, Craighead County Sheriff Marty Boyd will appear at the next Quorum Court meeting and will provide an update on the Crisis Stabilization Unit in Craighead County. He's expected to talk about the possibility of leasing a former building while a new structure is built on the property of the Craighead County Jail. I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting KASU News.